2.9- Distracted Driving. A driver distraction is anything that takes your attention away from driving. Whenever you are driving a vehicle and your full attention is not on the driving task, you are putting yourself, your passengers, other vehicles, and pedestrians in danger. Distracted driving can cause collisions, resulting in injury, death, or property damage. Activities inside the vehicle that can distract your attention include talking to passengers, adjusting the radio, CD player, or climate controls, eating, drinking, or smoking, reading maps or other literature, picking up something that fell, talking on a cell phone or CB radio, reading or sending text messages, using any type of telematic or electronic devices, such as navigation systems, pagers, personal digital assistant, computers, etc., daydreaming or being occupied with other mental distractions, and many others. Possible distractions that could occur outside a moving vehicle, outside traffic, vehicles or pedestrians, outside events such as police pulling someone over or a crash scene, sunlight, sunset, objects in roadway, road construction, reading billboards or other road advertisements, and many others. 2.9.1- The Distracted Driving Crash Problem. The Large Truck Crash Causation Study, LTCCS, reported that 8% of large truck crashes occurred when commercial motor vehicle CMV drivers were externally distracted, and 2% of large truck crashes occurred when the driver was internally distracted. Approximately 5,500 people are killed each year on U.S. roadways, and an estimated 448,000 are injured in motor vehicle crashes involving distracted driving. NHTSA, Traffic Safety Facts, Distracted Driving. Research indicates that the burden of talking on a cell phone, even if it's hand-free, saps the brain of 39% of the energy it would ordinarily devote to safe driving. Drivers who use a handheld device are more likely to get into a crash serious enough to cause injury. NHTSA, Distracted Driving Website, www.distraction.gov. 2.9.2- Effects of Distracted Driving. Effects of distracted driving include slowed perception, which may cause you to be delayed in perceiving or completely fail to perceive an important traffic event, delayed decision-making and improper action, which can cause you to be delayed in taking the proper action or make incorrect inputs to the steering, accelerator, or brakes. Next page, page 2-21. 2.9.3- Types of distractions. There are many causes of distraction, all with the potential to increase risk. Physical distraction, one that causes you to take your hands off the wheel or eyes off the road, such as reaching for an object. Mental distraction, activities that take your mind away from the road, such as engaging in conversation with the passenger or thinking about something that happened during the day. Both physical and mental distraction, even greater chance a crash could happen, such as talking on a cell phone or sending or reading text messages. 2.9.4- Cell and mobile phones. 49 CFR Part 383, 384, 390, 391, and 392 of the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Regulations, FMCSRs, and the Hazardous Materials Regulations, HMR, restricts the use of handheld mobile telephones by drivers of commercial motor vehicles, CMVs, and implements new driver disqualification sanctions for drivers of CMVs who fail to comply with this federal restriction, or who have multiple convictions for violating a state or local law or ordinance on motor vehicle traffic control that restricts the use of handheld mobile telephones. Additionally, motor carriers are prohibited from requiring or allowing drivers of CMVs to use handheld mobile telephones. The use of handheld mobile telephones means using at least one hand to hold a mobile telephone to conduct a voice communication, dialing a mobile telephone by pressing more than a single button, or moving from a seated driving position while restrained by a seatbelt to reach for a mobile telephone. If you choose to use a mobile phone while operating a CMV, you may only use a hands-free mobile phone that is located close to you and that can be operated in compliance with the rule to conduct a voice communication. Your CDL will be disqualified after two or more convictions of any state law on handheld mobile telephone use while operating a CMB. Disqualification is 60 days for the second offense, within 3 years, and 120 days for three or more offenses within 3 years. In addition, the first and each subsequent violation of such a prohibition are subject to civil penalties imposed on such drivers in an amount up to $2,750. Motor carriers must not allow nor require drivers to use a handheld mobile telephone while driving. Employers may also be subject to civil penalties in an amount up to $11,000. There is an emergency exception that allows you to use your handheld mobile telephones, if necessary, to communicate with law enforcement officials or other emergency services. Research shows that the odds of being involved in a safety critical event, E.G., crash, near crash, unintentional lane deviation, is 6 times greater for CMV drivers who engage in dialing a mobile telephone while driving than for those who do not. Dialing drivers took their eyes off the forward roadway for an average of 3.8 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, or 80.7 feet per second, this equates to a driver traveling 306 feet, the approximate length of a football field, without looking at the roadway. Your primary responsibility is to operate a motor vehicle safely. To do this, you must focus your full attention on the driving task. Note that hands-free devices are no less likely than handheld cell phones to cause you to become distracted. Attention is diverted from the driving task while using either device. 2.9.5-Texting 49 CFR Part 383, 384, 390, 391, 392. The Federal Motor Carrier Safety Regulations, FMCSR, prohibits texting by commercial motor vehicle, CMV, drivers while operating in interstate commerce and implements new driver disqualification sanctions for drivers of CMVs who fail to comply with this federal prohibition or who have multiple convictions for violating a state or local law or ordinance on motor vehicle traffic control that prohibits texting while driving. Additionally, motor carriers are prohibited from requiring or allowing their drivers to engage in texting while driving. Texting means manually entering text into or reading text from an electronic device. This includes, but is not limited to, short message service, emailing, instant messaging, a command or request to access a World Wide Web page, or engaging in any other form of electronic text retrieval or entry for present or future communication. Electronic device includes, but is not limited to, a cellular telephone, personal digital assistant, pager, computer, or any other device used to enter, write, send, receive, or read text. Your CDL will be disqualified after two or more convictions of any state law on texting while operating a CMB. Disqualification is 60 days for the second offense within 3 years and 120 days for three or more offenses within 3 years. In addition, the first and each subsequent violation of such a prohibition are subject to civil penalties imposed on such drivers in an amount up to $2,750. No motor carrier shall allow or require its drivers to engage in texting while driving. There is an emergency exception that allows you to text if necessary to communicate with law enforcement officials or other emergency services. Next page, page 2-22. Evidence suggests that text messaging is even riskier than talking on a cell phone because it requires you to look at a small screen and manipulate the keypad with one's hands. Texting is the most alarming distraction because it involves both physical and mental distraction simultaneously. Research shows that the odds of being involved in a safety-critical event, E.G., crash, near crash, unintentional lane deviation, is 23.2 times greater for CMV drivers who engage in texting while driving than for those who do not. Sending or receiving text takes your eyes from the road for an average of 4.6 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, you would travel 371 feet, or the length of an entire football field, without looking at the roadway. 2.9.6- Don't drive distracted. Your goal should be to eliminate all in-vehicle distractions before driving begins. Accomplishing this goal could be done by assessing all potential in-vehicle distractions before driving, developing a preventative plan to reduce, eliminate possible distractions, expecting distractions to occur, discussing possible scenarios before getting behind the wheel. Based on the assessment of potential distractions, you can formulate a preventative plan to reduce and eliminate possible distractions. If drivers react a half second slower because of distractions, crashes double. Some tips to follow so you won't become distracted. Turn off all communication devices. If you must use a mobile phone, make sure it is within close proximity, that it is operable while you are restrained. Use an earpiece or the speakerphone function. Use voice-activated dialing or use the hands-free feature. Drivers are not in compliance if they unsafely reach for a mobile phone, even if they intend to use the hands-free function. Do not type or read a text message on a mobile device while driving. Familiarize yourself with your vehicle's features and equipment before you get behind the wheel. Adjust all vehicle controls and mirrors to your preferences prior to driving. Pre-program radio stations and preload your favorite CDs. Clear the vehicle of any unnecessary objects and secure cargo. Review maps, program the GPS, and plan your route before you begin driving. Don't attempt to read or write while you drive. Avoid smoking, eating, and drinking while you drive. Leave early to allow yourself time to stop to eat. Don't engage in complex or emotional intense conversations with other occupants. Secure commitment from other occupants to behave responsibly and to support the driver in reducing distractions. 2.9.7- Watch out for other distracted drivers. You need to be able to recognize other drivers who are engaged in any form of driving distraction. Not recognizing other distracted drivers can prevent you from perceiving or reacting correctly in time to prevent a crash. Watch for vehicles that may drift over the lane divider lines or within their own lane, vehicles traveling at inconsistent speeds, drivers who are preoccupied with maps, food, cigarettes, cell phones, or other objects, drivers who appear to be involved in conversations with their passengers. Give a distracted driver plenty of room and maintain your safe following distance. Be very careful when passing a driver who seems to be distracted. The other driver may not be aware of your presence, and they may drift in front of you.